This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So much to get to today, but we start with some news that came out of left field that Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson are now going to be eligible to get onto a ballot that could get them into the Hall of Fame. Perloff, good morning. We haven't done Pete Rose in a while, but here he is posthumously. He passed away in September. Back in the news because Rob Manfred has now decreed that anyone who is on the permanently ineligible list, their sins basically now die when they die, and they can no longer threaten the integrity of the game. So now they can be eligible when they were never eligible for the Hall of Fame before this.
Yeah, we haven't done the exact Pete Rose topic, but we have done this topic. Rob Manfred is kind of clueless here. And also, this lacks all moral fiber to me. So now he gets in because he's dead. Because they were, what, afraid he was going to give a speech where he was going to buy some MLB?
Or afraid he was going to still bet on games, which he's doing anyway, you know, even in his retirement.
He's going to live in the Hall of Fame forever, and they just had to wait until he died so he doesn't get to see it. Like, if you are going to allow him in despite the gambling, you should do it while he's alive, right? Like, all of a sudden, the morals of the gambling change because he's dead? I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a weak argument that I think what actually happened, if you're asking, like, what really happened behind the scenes, because Rob Manfred had a chance to do this in 2015 when there was no way that Pete Rose was going to be able to hurt the game or the integrity of the game at that point and didn't do it. And I think it's obvious that the president clearly put some pressure on Rob Manfred to do this. And then he came up with this idea. Hey, anybody who was on the permanently banned list, this isn't just Pete Rose. This is anybody. So we're going to go back to 1919 with Shoeless Joe Jackson and just, you know, and have to make now this sweeping thing. It does seem very thin and flimsy for Manfred. I'll give you that.
This is a Donald Trump thing. I was today years old when I learned Donald Trump cared about whether Pete Rose was in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, you don't remember when he tweeted that he was going to pardon Pete Rose, but no one knew exactly what for?
What year was that?
A couple months ago. I think he made a campaigned on it. I don't know, but I do think the politics did get involved here, and then they came up with this solution. But here's the thing I ask you, Pearl, and I understand what you're saying. The moral code doesn't run out the moment that somebody passes away. But when I ask you, who is the Hall of Fame really for, right?
Well, I mean,
who is it for? Is it for the judge, jury, and executioners and us to sit up on high and say, blah, 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 you shouldn't have done this and you need to pay your debt and your dues? Or is the Hall of Fame for the fans? Because you and I have been sitting in these seats, lucky enough to sit in these seats for a long time. And we've talked to a lot of baseball fans. I think there are a lot of people who say, let it go. What was the theme of yesterday's show? Lighten up. and no one's going to take away what Pete Rose did. And I think players who are his contemporaries are still ticked off about it. And he definitely violated something. But if it's a museum for the fans, why not have him in? Tell the full story of baseball. I know he is in there, like his story is in the Hall of Fame anyway, but why not just acknowledge what it is, which is he bet, he was banned, he did this on the field, and he does deserve to be in by the merits of what he did on the field. And by the way, I'll extend that to the steroid guys. Yeah. I think that I would say the exact same thing for Bond, so and you know, Clemens. So I want to be, you know, kind of across the board consistent there. Just don't sugarcoat it. Tell the story, but put the guy in on his merits for the fans.
Okay, I'm with you. I think this is now a show policy, Maggie and Perloff. Open the doors to the Hall of Fame. The one thing I want to test you on.
Yeah.
Because I agree, if you're going to let Rose in, you should also say, you know what, we're going to let Bond, and I totally agree with your logic. Tell the whole story.
Tell the whole story. So for the fans. It's not for the, you know, moral police.
Are you letting in Sosa McGuire?
I always wanted Sosa McGuire. Like, here's the thing about Sosa
McGuire. Oh, good. Okay, so you're consistent. I like
that. I am consistent. But here's the thing about Sosa McGuire, and it's funny how this Pete Rose topic gets to steroids so quickly. The reason, if you wanted to split hairs here and keep Rose out but put the steroid guys in, here's what would be my argument. The steroid guys helped a lot of people get to the Hall of Fame. They helped the game, save the game. 98 was right in my wheelhouse as a very young sports fan. I mean, it was like you had to, you know, we couldn't watch out-of-market games then, you know, unless they were on national TV. So it was wake up, run to the newspaper, run to the mailbox, get a newspaper, and see if, I couldn't stay up for 2 a.m. Sports Center at that time. I was a little young. But here's the thing. They saved the game. Managers, commissioners, so many other people profited and got into the Hall of Fame off of the steroid guys.
Yeah, but also they gutted the game, too, because the game is nothing like what it was 35 years ago, popularity-wise. It used to be right there as the most popular sport, baseball. And once they took the home runs out of it, people didn't care anymore.
Well, I guess you and I would have to agree to disagree about that. Like, do you get credit for saving the game at a when post-strike, it was very hard to get fans back, and they did?
Yeah, but I mean, obviously, I think once that all was exposed, people lost interest in the game in a major way. Young people are like, well, because you used to love to watch your home runs, and now nobody cares about, you know,
home run numbers. You mean?
Yeah, I just think that like, you lost a major element of the game, and I think yes, in the short term you saved it, but in the long term, I think you hurt it. That, I mean, I understand what you're saying. Yes, they're still printing money off the local deals, although that seems to be falling apart very, very fast too. So. Anyway,
but here's the thing about 98, 98 or even Bonds hitting 73. It was before they were actually testing. I don't know if that means a lot to a lot of people. Steroids were basically banned by Faye Vincent in the early 90s, but they did not start testing for steroids until 2003, which by that time, a lot of, I don't say damage was done, but whatever.
Well, are we willing to go here that, and I am, that if you're going to let in Pete Rose, you're going to let in Barry Bonds, then you have to take those two particular issues, betting and steroids, off the table and let everybody in, even if they got caught with that. So that's
like
where it's really
gets in, you mean?
A-Rod, Rafael Palmeiro.
Yeah, yeah. People fail tests.
Yeah, I think you kind of have to let them all in.
Yeah, but here's my thing. I don't think you do it under like a shadow and cloak of it's got to be this cookie cutter, sugar coated thing. Just say what it was.
Right.
Even if it's Bonds, you know, obstruction of justice. You know, do you want to talk about the trainer that went to jail? Oh, tell the whole story. And maybe that's because the journalist in me, you know, once upon a time and where you and I kind of came from at Sports Illustrated, just tell the story and let people decide for themselves. I think that sports fans, you know, what is it about that we love about it, right? Passing it down through generations, telling the stories, kind of the history of sports is maybe the history of this country in a lot of ways. There's so many things to love about it. Just tell the story. I hate when things are Disney-fied or something like that. And that's not a shot at ESPN. I'm saying when we just do this glossy version of stuff, like the gritty stuff didn't happen, when a lot of times that's the most interesting part. That's the most human part. You know, everyone loves a fairy tale ending, and sports gives us a lot of those. But when it comes to the Hall of Fame and the scope of someone's career, just say the whole thing. Pete Rose was a flawed person who bet, who lied, who cheated, who profited off of his infamy, who only told the truth when he wrote because he could profit off of it and write a book. He was a scoundrel in his personal life. He was a tax evader. All the bad things. What did he do on the field? Did he not exist? Like, he existed on the playing field, and he had a Hall of Fame career in that way. Just tell the whole story.
How about Curt Schilling?
Schilling is a crazy one.
Schilling has to be in. That one, by the way, he didn't even got... He's just an unlikable person.
Unlikable person, said really horrible things.
Yeah.
You're talking about who, if they're worried about giving a speech. I think they'd be worried about him giving a speech.
Well, I do think... Yeah. Bottom line, too, for back to Rose for 1 second. Yeah. This waiting until he died to put him in really bothers me for some reason.
Called it, by the way. He said that was going to happen later.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? He might have been manipulating, secretly telling people not to put him in so he could stand outside the Hall of Fame and sell cards. He didn't just want to be another Hall of Famer. But, yeah, it just feels like, oh, my God, Manfred, if you're going to fold to this pressure, just do it while he's got 1 year. I personally would have said let him in. Not that you're right. I don't feel anything like any empathy for Pete Rose. Like, I don't care. Guy was obviously a bit of a character.
Like, yeah. He would have to be the first person to admit that. He knows what he was like.
Yeah, do you think Rob Manfred and MLB, like, do they have any real morals? And I will say the same thing about Roger Goodell and Adam Silver. Like these things are businesses. So yeah. they're trying to do the thing that is most efficient. And this particular move strikes me as, oh, okay, well, I didn't actually even know about the political pressure. Like, all right, we're just going to take the most easy route here is wait till he dies. Like, that doesn't say anything to me. There's no real stand here by Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so either. Yeah. Because here's the thing. Pete Rose never got on a ballot, right? Yeah. Because he was permanently ineligible. This is different than Bonds and Manny Ramirez and guys like that who were on the ballot and just never got, you know, never got the votes. And so now, by the way, if you think this is just going to be like an easy thing, it's not, because of course it's the Hall of Fame, so it's got to be super complicated. It's got to be like multiple committees now that have to put them on the ballot and then vote on it. And this may not even happen until December of 2027. Like, okay.
Well, I was,
sure.
Well,
more committees. Amazing.
Well, yeah, I didn't know the Veterans Committee does not meet at a regular interval. Like, it's not like this is, I found
it's
that out
today.
It's
not that pressing, I guess.
Well, no, there's no rhyme or reason when a Veterans Committee will vote. I don't understand that Veterans Committee. I get the original ballot, but anyway, he's definitely getting in now that he's on the ballot.
So Bonds and Clemens, I think, were also initially on, because they did not get in on the regular way with the writers.
Right.
Know, and they, I think, only got 4 votes in the first committee of the this new era.
Well, they might have to wait. Those guys are still, you know, they just retired, what, 10 years ago?
No, it's 5 years after you retire that you get on the ballot, right? And then you're on the ballot for 10 years.
Yeah. But the Veterans Committee usually gets way older guys.
So there's two. Yeah. There's one committee for things that happened before 1980, and then there's one other committee for things that happened after 1980, which is funny because Ryan is here and Manny is here, and like 1980 must seem like the Stone Age to you guys.
Well, it just is old. What is it, 45 years ago?
Well, you know, old. Easy, Ryan.
Damn, wait, so
I was not alive in 1980, but I don't want to call it old.
Wait, but what do you mean?
No, I'm just saying that there's like two set. This has so many layers to get through. This is not going to be. This is going to be around for a while.
That was when the dinosaurs went extinct, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Velociraptor.
Okay.
Who put in Harold Baines?
The Veterans Committee. They're not called the Veterans Committee. I want to give them their proper.
So Harold Baines didn't make the normal vote.
The Classic Baseball Era Committee.
So Harold Baines did not make, for example, who is now 66. And he retired in what year? 2001. He was part of the Classic Baseball Committee? Interesting.
Yeah, or Contemporary. Contemporary Baseball Committee. That's anything after 1980. The Classic is pre-1980, I guess.
Got it. Interesting.
Although Rose didn't retire till when? He won a World Series in 1980, so obviously way after that.
Well, he was the manager for the World Series team in 89, right?
Right. So I don't know if he's classic or contemporary. Who cares?
89 was the last season as a player, as a manager.
So here's the thing. It's just, this is not going to be a quick fix, is what I'm saying. If you're planning your trip to Cooperstown next year because you want to see Pete Rose, that's him getting, you know, posthumously inducted. It's not going to happen that fast.
Yeah, Baines lost his last regular Hall of Fame vote was 2011, then got in on the National Baseball Hall of Fame Today's Game Era ballot, of course.
Yeah.
The what?
Today's Game Era ballot.
Honestly, where's Musk on this one? How many committees do we need for this stuff? This is why, remember last week we did a great debate, so it's Wednesday, so we're going to do another great debate today. We got a fun one for you. And we asked who should be the commissioner of all sports, like one person who sits up on high for every single sport who gets to make decisions. This is why we need that person.
Bob in Chicago.
Oh, is that the Pope?
The Pope, yeah.
Yes. Manny wants the Pope to be the sports commissioner too, like he's not busy.
Hmm.
But here's the thing. This is where we need someone to come in and just be like, screw the committees. This is what's happening.
I'm not sure that's the number one topic for me, whether Harold Baines gets in the Hall of Fame or not.
Well, that's our doorstep now.
More pressing issues. But yeah, it's just the whole thing. You're right. I kind of agree with your overall sentiment. The whole process is just stupid. Like this whole Pete Rose, the way they handled this was typical MLB fashion, clunky. Waiting for he died. In fact, they almost look as bad as Pete Rose.
It just feels like vindictive. Wait till the dude is. But to be honest, like Pete Rose did do it to himself. Like, you know, nobody made him bet. Nobody.
Well, then just keep him out forever then.
They could have. They were.
But they obviously did. They're obviously waiting for.
Strong-armed him. I
don't know if it was. I think it was also they didn't want him alive.
Could be that. Yeah. But again, that is pretty vindictive. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. You got the news yesterday. It was big news. I know it's still a very hot-button topic for fans. What do you think?
And let's talk about Shoeless Joe. I'll give him some love. Remember in 1924, Sports Talk Radio was trying to get him into the Hall of Fame?
See, yeah.
Shoeless Joe, he should have been in the Hall of Fame. I'll tell you why.
It's a disgrace.
Oh, the names of the other guys are reinstated. The other are amazing. There's like three lefties in there. There's two Buckies. You don't name players the same way anymore. It used to be What happened to all those names?
Yeah, all the old-timey baseball nicknames. I just love it if you think about being in the hospital. It's like, here's the newborn baby. It's like, we shall call him Lefty. We shall call him Bucky.
Yeah, well, I don't think they named the babies Lefty.
No, of course not, but it's just funny to think.
Charles the Swede Risberg, George Buck Weaver, Claude Lefty Williams, Oscar Happy Felch. Where are those names?
Happy's a great nickname.
Yeah.
It's like death of a salesman.
Yeah, we are not doing a good job in that front at all anymore in modern baseball. That is what your sports commissioner should work on.
Nickname committee?
Yeah.
Let's bring back the peewees.
Yep.
Aaron Judge is just Aaron Judge.
It is kind of lame.
Yeah.
Shohei doesn't even have a nickname.
It's Showtime.
Lakers kind of had that, didn't they? 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. See you guys on the phones. You want to talk about this? So do we. Also have a fun question for you off of last night's NBA games. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Can I share one real-world thing about this Hall of Fame?
Yeah, Baseball about Hall of Fame. Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe and anyone on the permanently ineligible list is now eligible again as long as they have passed away.
So my uncle ran a restaurant in Cooperstown.
Really?
And in the summers, baseball is way too picky. In football, five to seven guys get in every year. Baseball, there would be years where there was no one or one relief pitcher. It's like, you are not going to draw crowds up for Bruce Sutter. I'm sorry.
Burt Blylevin.
Baseball has got to open the doors and let all these guys in for the sake of the game. Just as a businessman, I would have put Pete Rose in. I would put Barry Bonds in. I put A-Rod in. I like your solution, the first segment. Just tell the entire story. But the reality is baseball kind of needs this, I think. You kind of want these guys to be ambassadors of the game. So put in A-Rod's on TV all the time. Let him into the Hall of Fame.
One of the faces of baseball.
Yeah, and A-Rod and Barry Bonds are doing all the social media together now, and it's the awkwardness, I think, has affected the game. I think one of the reasons baseball has fallen off as a national sport is because people were so turned off by the steroids. So I think if you let them in the Hall of Fame and you normalize all that, it's probably good for business. And I don't like that they waited till he died. If he's going to be in there forever, let him enjoy it a little bit, just on a human basis.
You know, I think we see this in sports a little bit. We'll get to your calls at 888-710-4ISN. It's like, people are going to do bad things. People are going to cheat. They're going to do bad things. And I'm not excusing any of it. But it also feels wrong to feel like you're erasing it. Right? Like, remember when USC, the Trojans, they just like took away their national championship? Like, they just took down the banners, you know, took him out of the record books. It's like, well, that doesn't feel right either. Okay,
but that
guys.
Was stupid.
Well, okay, yeah. But I'm just saying the paper macheing over of stuff that we watch. And I know this is a little bit different, but I watch Barry Bonds be the most dominant hitter in baseball. That happened. You're not going to tell me my childhood memories didn't happen.
Right.
So instead of just ignoring in a lot of ways, why not just tell the story? But let's go to Bill, who's in Houston, up first here on the Maggie and Perloff Show. Bill, you've got a good point about the Baseball Hall of Fame and another reason why they've kept a lot of these guys out. Good morning.
Oh, thanks for taking my call. I had a friend down here that was a Houston Chronicle sports writer for years and had a conversation with him about this. He was a voter So he was required to consider integrity, sportsmanship, and character in the morals clause. And, yep, of course, each sports writer had a different opinion of what that meant. But overwhelmingly, for example, Bonds and Clemens, their vote totals are not getting any higher. And I do personally think it's a shame that they will, their normal voting time will expire, then they could be put in by the ERAs committee. And I like your solution to me is the best one, that you could have their plaque in the Hall of Fame with a maybe a smaller plaque underneath it explaining the controversy and the differences of opinion on those three topics. And you could have those guys in the Hall, because I personally feel like Pete Rose, with everything he did on the field, it would be worthy to do that. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, Bill, thank you. And, you know, maybe this is a point where there's no perfect solution on voting, mm-hmm, because the players are biased against guys that they played with or against. The owners can be biased. The commissioner can be biased. Everyone can be biased. And the sports writers can, too, but there's not, like, a perfect. I'd love for the players to really weigh in on this. You know, like, if you...
Current players or older players?
The contemporaries of Pete Rose.
They all love him, I thought. I mean, I see Mike Schmidt is lobbying hard. Well, for example, that's the one that I see. Is there an active player who had an issue? Because I feel like the old players are good with him.
So I was listening yesterday to Tim Kirkjian from ESPN. He was really good friends with Frank Robinson, who I was lucky enough to cover the first time I was ever a stringer for the Associated Press covering the Washington Nationals' first season. He was the manager. It was amazing to be around him. And he played with Pete Rose, and he thought Pete Rose should never get in the Hall of Fame. So I think there were guys.
But yeah, I mean, he played early with him.
Right. But I'm just saying there are guys who I think felt like he really did cheat the game. So while Mike Schmidt probably loves him because they won together, but Frank Robinson had a different thought. And you're never going to get a consensus, but
I feel like the old Reds support him big time.
Well, again,
and they're
biases.
Very influential.
Right?
Yeah. No, I mean, I know the old Phillies support him and the old Reds support him. So I actually haven't seen. I bet you if you put it up to the older players, they would say put him in. Because they probably were gambling too.
Well, I don't know about that. But here's, let's not take out everybody. But I was thinking about that when the more recent cheating scandal happened, which was the Astros banging on the garbage cans and using the technology and stuff. And I was really surprised how ticked off the other players were. You know, usually guys don't call each other out because everyone's kind of doing it. When you talk about spider tech, sticky stuff, stealing signs, things like that. It's like, well, don't call anyone out because, you know, we're also kind of doing it over here, too. The players were so ticked off about that. I was like, well, maybe they deserve to have a say here. JT's in Atlanta. JT, what do you think?
Hey, I think that this is exactly what's wrong with baseball, man. They're holier than thou, sanctimonious attitude. Especially the sports writers that you know, they're the gatekeepers that kind of like want to keep the old rules and the old guard and all this stuff. It's kind of ridiculous to me. It's kind of like nowadays where, you know, you've been arrested, you have someone that's in jail for possession of marijuana, but now marijuana is legal in like almost every state and you can go buy it at like corner stores and gas stations and all of that stuff. But this person is still like being judged based off of something else that happened before. Right. And it's like no one thinks that way anymore. Like, can we get past that? Can we get over it? And for anybody that, I mean.
Wait, hold on, JT, though. I got to stop you there, though. Like, baseball and sports don't even test for marijuana anymore. Gambling is still very much not allowed. It's very much part of the contemporary rules. That's not like an old school thing. You can't gamble now. You'd get banned.
Allowed, yeah, but I mean,
it's not allowed by the players, but they endorse it. Like, they're draft dueling it. They're draft teaming it. Like. They're all in the gambling
right, JT,
now.
You're not allowed to throw a game in the FanDuel lounge of the the whole sport is sponsored by DraftKings and FanDuel.
But Aaron Judge can't get caught betting on a game, or Aaron Boone can't be betting on the Yankees.
They would
still get in trouble.
But the attitudes are so different, right? Like, you know, gambling runs the sport.
No, you're right.
And it used to be, remember, Tony Romo couldn't hold a fantasy football thing in Vegas. Like,
yes.
So it's totally a different ball game now that the sport is sponsored by gambling.
Oh, I get the like attitudes towards gambling have changed. The rule still exists in the clubhouse. You cannot bet on the game if you are part of the game.
Right.
So it's different than marijuana. Nobody cares anymore if you smoke.
But again, everybody's saying like he wronged the game. So, you know, I mean, like he ruined there. He, you know, had this thing against it. But he was only, according to all accounts, betting for his own team. Like,
yeah.
we honor people that are like, you know, don't sign that contract and bet on themselves. That's all he was doing. He was betting on himself.
Oh, yeah, figuratively and literally. JT, one thing about that, though, and because you and I have talked about this before, and the idea that he only bet on his team to win. In a vacuum, that sounds great. But you have no idea about the games that Pete Rose did not bet on. Was he using his best players in high-leverage situations? He didn't have any money on that game. How much was he trying to win that game? Like, again, we could both sides this thing to death. The thing is, the guy did bet. I'm still saying put him in. Mm-hmm. Just say the whole story. But I can't, like, I can't vouch for him. Just call it what it is.
Hall of Fame. Where your number one home run hitter is not in it. Your number one hit guy is not in it. It's just kind of ridiculous. I mean, and then it's like the guy talked about previously, a moral clause. Are we talking about morals now? When Ty Cobb was mostly reviewed as one of the most despicable people that could be, but no one has a problem with him being in.
Yeah.
So morals in what?
Right, and that's why I always, JT, thank you for the call, dude. Good to hear from you. And that's why I always said about the steroid guys, I had a problem with them not getting in. Mm-hmm. Because if Bobby Cox is going to get in, how did he win all those games? He was a great manager. He was not winning with clean guys. So we're going to keep dudes out. And Bud Selig, who presided over the whole thing, he gets to get into the Hall of Fame, but you're going to keep Mark McGwire out? Like, all of it is so stupid.
You would go after Bobby Cox when everyone else would have gone Tony La Russa.
Okay, that Tony La Russa, fine.
Tony La Russa's teams, now they knew how to take steroids. I'm sorry, that is sure, obvious. Okay. I don't even think that's that inflammatory. One thing about betting, I do agree with the sentiment of what JT was saying. Betting is, I'm borrowing a line from our friend Mike Golic Jr. I would hope in the year 2025 you're having a different conversation about betting than you were in the year 1990. You can't ignore that betting has become this mainstream sport. This came up when Calvin Ridley got suspended for a year for betting on parlays. Like, yes, in 1985, when you were doing with some shady gambler, I just think it's a whole different discussion. I think you have to erase all your old discussions about gambling and talk about it differently because it is now such a mainstream sport. And I do have a problem that basically the leagues, and together with gambling, are pushing gambling to young men, and then they're suspending players. I understand what they're doing, but they can't have it infiltrate the game. But still, it's just a little bit hypocritical, too.
See, I don't see it that way. I completely see it opposite. This is a new revenue stream, and the attitudes like in our country have changed towards gambling on sports. But there are still rules that if you are lucky enough and have the privilege of competing in that sport, you can't bet. And it doesn't matter to me how the attitudes, like we have a thing called payola, plugola. Right. Like our bosses can make all this, we can make all this money as a company off of advertisements. I can't endorse something on the air that I'm being paid for on the side and not disclose that. And it's against the rules. There are certain rules in your industry that you can't violate. So while the rest of the world can bet 10-leg parlays, Calvin Ridley cannot. And I don't feel bad for him that he was made an example of.
Well, okay. So, but you don't have an issue with, for example, say a company is a beer sponsor and they're spending millions and millions of dollars every year to market beer to young men.
Yeah.
And then one of the young men comes into your league and he drinks beer.
Right.
You don't see any kind of hypocrisy or sort of moral double standard there? That the owners can bring in all this gambling money, and then you're going to judge a guy for doing a parlay that doesn't even affect his game.
Well,
I totally understand your point, but it is like kind of ridiculous.
Well, but is there not people say it's your personal responsibility? You know, the fact that the NFL makes money off of Budweiser, it does not. Is it the league's fault that someone becomes an alcoholic?
No, it's not. But is it? I mean, is it? Are they disgusting because of their double standards? Of course.
Well, now we're doing moral stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, but I just think that's my point. The league should no moral arbiter of anything. Mm. I mean, the NFL is so funny. Well, what was this story? During the draft, everyone was getting upset about Shador. Meanwhile, like head injuries is the biggest problem in the sport. Everyone just, the league's like, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about these little minor things over here. Just like the league, who is baseball to ban Pete Rose, by the way? They've been, to your point, they've been just as evil as he has.
Bogus, you'll think you want to say something.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, like, to use your beer comparison, would you sit here and say that a league couldn't punish somebody for drunk driving because they have beer sponsorships?
No, they could, but, I mean, honestly, like, I do find it a bit hypocritical. Like, let the law do their work. I think that the league should not overpunish. Let the legal system do its work.
Okay, so then that there is a legal aspect to that particular thing, but to me, that you would never say that. You would never say, oh, the NFL can't punish this guy for DUI because they sell me beer. So I would never. So I don't think that up. So that disqualifies the argument of, well, baseball has gambling sponsorships, so they can't ask someone to not gamble on baseball?
Of course they can. But don't you think like that should affect the way they look at these guys? Like,
no, because yeah. I think, like Maggie said, it's a very simple request. Yeah. Like, if you're a baseball player, don't bet on baseball. Like, that's not hard.
So Calvin Ridley didn't bet on his team, and he got docked $10 million.
And I think they've changed the rules since they realized that they were over-punitive on punishing guys who were gambling, like legitimate bets in terms of the rules, but they did it in a facility. I think those rules... they did lessen those punishments. They realized that was a little over the top. But again, like still, like I don't like whatever the rules are that the league's come up with. Don't bet on this. Don't bet it here in the team building. Like those are all fine.
But I understand. Don't you think it's different now than 1989, the last whatever year.
No, because here's why: sports still has to be on the level,
right?
Like, well, it's kind of like more important now than ever. And I know the salaries are so crazy and out of control; you'd be dumb. But look, it happened in the NBA. It's happened in the NFL, college. It can be rampant when guys aren't making as much money. So
college is bad, by the way. That's the next. Like, that's coming. Like, that, I mean, it's already here, but the stories that these small schools that we don't care about with players who the money actually makes a difference.
I mean, like, Michael Porter's brother, like, this happened at the NBA level. They got caught in 5 seconds because they're idiots.
Yes.
And the guy faked diarrhea to try to hit it on a rebound prop. This is not exactly Mensa.
Well, I think actually it's much safer now because it's all kind of state run. Like, Pete Rose was getting into gangsters, right? Like, that's what happened.
Yeah, but you could still get in the much hole.
Like
an eBay.
But it used to be a much more dangerous game when you were gambling. Like, those guys had you, you know.
Sure.
That's very possible. I think it's better to be up front. But that being said, the college kids, I know this is a real big deal. Like, basically, it doesn't bother anyone. The FanDuel, DraftKings, and the leagues are pushing gambling to young men on their phones. And then, like, of course, what do you think is going to happen? Like, my argument doesn't hold logic all the way through, but there's definitely some major hypocrisy here. Yeah, of course, these young men that you're marketing to are going to fix games. Like, you're legalizing gambling. It's coming. Gambling has been increased tenfold.
I know, but then
states that it's legal, it is through the roof. So these college kids are going to definitely run into trouble.
Oh, I get it. But that could have happened long before FanDuel and DraftKings got involved in sports. And I understand you're right. Like, the optics are not awesome. And we know the effects that gambling can have on young men. And you get into weighing over your head and all of that stuff. But at the same time, you do have a personal responsibility.
Yeah.
And, you know, just because Iowa might be making money doesn't mean that you can, you know,
so you
throw
guys,
a game.
So Purdue Pharma, they were fine with the Oxy thing?
Oh my God, Pearl, you want to go, but we're talking about sports. Like, let's.
Well, yeah, but I think there are some connections. Like, yes, there's personal responsibility, but honestly, like, the league to me is two-faced to be profiting through the roof from gambling sites and then to judge gambling.
Wait, but are you talking about the Purdue Pharma, like, because they're giving painkillers to
they're
guys?
They're pushing painkillers, so...
Wait, well, I feel like that is way worse because this is someone, an authority person in theory, someone who's a doctor or has a license who can prescribe this stuff to you, is telling you to take this, and you're taking it, and then all of a sudden you get hooked on it. Like,
besides that different a phenomenon than gambling.
No, but if a doctor gives you a prescription...
I mean, it's different because, like... Yeah. If you can say, all right, here's the FanDuel play of the night, and it's not really that big of an ask to go, just, hey, by the way, second baseman, don't bet on this game. Bet on football, bet on basketball, bet on college, bet on golf. Just don't bet on baseball, whether you're to play well or not. Just don't do that. Like, everything has responsibility. I think you're very much giving people a free pass for doing something that's not hard. You can gamble. Just don't gamble on the sport you play in.
Right, but my logic was, you know, these companies are culpable because they're pushing an addictive product. Just like gambling is almost as addictive.
So then we shouldn't have cigarettes. We shouldn't have alcohol at all because there's there's a negative end game of that. Like, why don't we like anything that could possibly turn negative? Then we need to get rid of it.
Well,
then we shouldn't have Doritos because they can make me fat one day.
Oh, like, I love Doritos. Though.
I know.
I was actually thinking about getting a bag of Doritos later.
You could argue let's not make marijuana legal. Let's not make gambling legal, which it wasn't legal for most of everybody's lives.
Yeah, I mean,
because it's dangerous.
Sure.
I know, but do you want to go back to prohibition and puritanism? I don't think people want that. They want to make their own decision.
I hear you,
Manny, but he doesn't know a world where he can't bet a five-game parlay.
And the three of us are sitting here. We're all old enough and doing this long enough. Like, when we began,
Couldn't mention spreads, point spreads,
like,
no way.
Oh, let's bet pretzel sticks on, like, you couldn't even possibly do it. And now, like, I'm the minority that I'm not betting on something every single day.
Yeah, what's
right,
wrong
and
with
then, yeah, you're going to sit here and you're going to judge a kid at IUPUI for throwing a game. And you're going to sit on your soapbox and say, that guy is evil. But yet, no, you pushed him the drug.
I'll say Pete Rose is evil. I'm not going to say a guy at IUPUI is evil, but I'm going to say he deserves to be punished for gambling on his IUPUI game.
It's also a difference when you're the manager of the Cincinnati Reds versus the small forward at IUPUI.
Yeah, but I see, in my opinion, it is all part of the story. Like, you're absolving MLB, like, hey, we can make all this money, but we're, I don't know, they just, but we can be the authority. They're not authority on anything. That's
but
he's profited off steroids more than anybody.
Sure, but this, but in the time of Pete Rose and before Pete Rose, like, this was always the thing you couldn't do in baseball.
Right,
and I know
baseball.
It's hoity-toity and whatever, and they're on their soapbox, but this was the thing that you couldn't ever do.
But he didn't get caught as a player. That's also the line I'm going to give him the excuse on.
He also agreed to this, by the way. Yeah. Like, he signed off. This is basically a plea deal. He knew what he was getting into.
Because he thought he was going to be banned for like 2 years, and it turned out to be a lifetime. But I also think the fact that it's still illegal, the betting, the gambling, you still can't do that. It's up in the clubhouse right now. If we walked into the Phillies clubhouse, it's right there on the...
Okay, so steroids are illegal, right? So you just put in Barry Bonds in the last segment.
I did put in Barry Bonds because I said, just tell me the story. Tell me the story. Just don't gloss over it. But I watched Barry Bonds be amazing on a baseball field, and I also watched his head grow 3 sizes, and I also watched someone go to jail for him and the obstruction of justice and the whole Balco case. So just tell me what I lived.
Yeah. I just to restate my case one more time, just I do think that there is an impact of the sports being partners with the casinos. Like, they can't just say culpable, hey, if this kid bets on the sports, like, they're part of the story to me. I just think that there's some hypocrisy there. I mean, will you give it like a little bit of hypocrisy? You'll give me that.
Well, I give you a little bit. 888-710-4ISN.
We'll give you a hip, not hypocrisy part.
4476. Top of the hour, David Sampson is going to join us. He's the former president of the Marlins. He actually signed Barry Bonds as a hitting coach.
That's right.
Yeah, so he knows Barry, so that's interesting. But also his thoughts on Pete Rose. He spent a lifetime in baseball, so curious to get his thoughts on this whole thing. I'm also curious to get his thoughts on our conversation from yesterday about the NBA draft lottery being rigged, because obviously baseball is very different in how they do their draft, but
they have a lottery system now.
Well, they do have a lottery now, don't they?
Yes, they do.
The only the That's NFL true. Is holding out on the lottery,
which That's I think right. will come at some point.
I don't think so.
That's right.
I think the NBA is going to move off this lottery, if anything.
They think it's working.
They do think it's working.
Yeah, because the team that is like the teams that are intentionally tanking are not getting the number one pick. So they're like, haha, problem solved. I'm like, all right, but Utah has trouble getting free agents, so how do you want them to get better exactly?
Mm-hmm. Right. They think it's working, but I think this year was, and I disagree, it was a bit of a disaster. Like, with the fact that all the bad teams got, like, 3 teams moved up, I think, I don't know if it's working, because I think half the league is going to be irrelevant, right? It's called the Eastern Conference.
Oh, my gosh.
Go Knicks.
Yeah. You're going to say
you
Giannis?
You don't do it now, Manny. You're never doing it.
Yeah, you're sending Cooper Flagg and Giannis out west. Like, what is going on here?
Sure.
888-710-4ISN. Bogish, hang with us because we do have a lot of headlines to get to from last night. And a fun NBA question for you that we want to ask. It's MVP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. Got into a morals and sports debate. Thank you, Pete Rose. And the decision by Rob Manfred to take him and anyone else who was on the permanently ineligible list for the Hall of Fame, they're now going to be removed from that list once they have passed away. So that's going to be a blanket sort of rule now.
Do we put up a poll question? Is it as simple as should Pete Rose be in? Will he get
will
in?
Will he get in? Should he be in? Sure.
I mean...
Why don't you go to should?
I think should he get in? I'll bet you... 65% say yes. I think people are cool with it now, right?
Well, it's not about being cool with it. I think it's about you're not trying to erase history. I just think that who's the Hall of Fame for? If it's for the fans, the fans want to see his career be honored, even though he disgraced himself.
Yeah.
Still want to see his career honored.
I also think over time you forgive people and the crimes seem less and less and less. But I mean, in the heat of a scandal,
right,
it feels bad. I think enough time has passed. He's paid his dues. And unfortunately, he won't be there. I'm a little upset. I kind of would have liked to have seen him get in before he died. Not because I'm a Pete Rose fan.
Yeah.
It just feels kind of tragic. The 2 years after he dies, he gets into the Hall of Fame. And he's been waiting for 50 years.
Well, I mean, he did the crime. You know, I get what you're saying, but he did the crime. So at least now his family and fans of his do get to see it. Bogish is here. He's got headlines for us. We went a little late with our conversation.
Your headlines are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Thunder Nuggets appears to be our only hope for a long series here in round two. Tied at two, entering game five in OKC last night. Denver up 8-3, just 12 minutes away from going home with a 3-2 lead. But
Hartenstein screen, Shea, jumped out by Brown. Gilbert Alexander, five to shoot. Angle left fires a three that's online. Got it! It's a King of Thunder, Moneyball, Thunder by six. Oh, baby! 47.4 left.
Matt Pinto on Thunder Radio. Shea Gilgeous Alexander, three of his 31, helping close out a 34-19 fourth quarter for a 112-105 win. So it's OKC that's one win away from the Western Conference Final. Head coach Mark Daigneault.
To hang in there the way we did and get back on track was impressive. And then I thought we closed really well, you know, both ends of the floor, high level of connection. Guys played great.
Nikola Jokic, 44 points and 15 boards in the loss. No game six for the Cavaliers and Pacers. Indy closing out that series with a third win in Cleveland, 114-105, despite a 19-point hole in the first half. Tyrese Haliburton finished with 31 and 8 helpers.
We knew they were going to throw a punch. You know, we talked about that. We knew that they were going to, you know, throw a haymaker there, but I thought we weathered the storm the right way and got going from there. So really proud of our effort and, you know, proud of this group.
Interesting.
And now Indy in back-to-back Eastern Conference Finals for the first time since 2013 and 14. They wait on the Knicks-Celtics winner, which could be New York after Game 5 in Boston tonight. Jason Tatum has already had surgery for his torn right Achilles. The Celtics say he'll make a full recovery, but there's no timetable, at least publicly, for that recovery.
Should we be sitting here ripping the Cavs today?
How is that? Why is that?
No. Well, the number one seed, and I don't know, like normally when number one seed gets killed in the second round, are we going to give them a full pass? Like, what's the story with the Cavs?
I mean, I do think they deserve to be criticized. The one thing that makes it hard to just say, oh gosh, what a horrible ending of the season. They didn't have a lot of their team for the beginning of the series. And then clearly Donovan Mitchell and Garland were not themselves throughout the series. So they weren't at 100% strength. We use that as an excuse for some people and not for others. But I mean, they got whitewashed in this series.
It feels like they're never getting over the hump.
Well, the question is someone going to come help them? You talked about this
like
weeks ago.
Oh, LeBron?
I mean, you brought it up.
That's your best.
You were the first person who ever floated this, and now everyone's got it. But you were the first person who said it.
Is there now a rumor that LeBron's going to go to Cleveland? I thought that was just in my head.
No, it's not a rumor. It's not a rumor. Well, we're making it a rumor.
Those are my demons.
No, it's like, you know, would LeBron be smart to maybe, you know, is the Luka thing going to work? Does he want to get to the Eastern Conference? Does this kind of close the circle on his career going back to Cleveland again?
Yeah, I don't.
Could he actually help this team?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that they do not feel close. And during the season, they were the team. They were the favorite. I just don't understand what the Cavs need to do.
I think there's an element of this with all postseasons now. Like we talk about in baseball, it's like, do you really want the best record or you just want to be hot the last month of the season? And I'm not saying the Pacers are just that, but even Rick Carlisle said it last night. It's like we are the hotter team right now. They're the healthier team right now. The Cavs had a great year, but they just didn't peak at the right time.
Oh, you said that they're the healthier team? No, the Pacers getting by again. Just, you know, the other team just getting injured and Pacers back in the Eastern Conference Finals. Look at that.
You're going to have to deal with it, man.
Lucking into it again.
You got a lot of help from injuries this time around. There's no Tatum.
Winner. That happened in game five, Maggie. In game four, Maggie. It's not like he got hurt in game one, Jason Tatum getting hurt.
I know,
it's not like that happened in the third minute of game one.
I know, but you're getting a gift now. Like, people think you're going to close out the series.
Okay,
So why killing the Pacers about it?
Because this is the second straight year that the Pacers are able to get to the Eastern Conference Finals just based off of luck because dudes get hurt.
All right. Well, it sounds like someone's a little worried about the Pacers.
A little nervous.
Two-tone tie? Get out of here, brother.
I don't know. Two-tone Manny over there. It's not even 7 a.m.
Pacers got lucky last year.
Last year was pure luck. This year ain't luck.
Mm.
This year they're pretty good.
Mm. Us five could probably take down the Cavaliers with a hampered Darius Garland.
I disagree.
I don't know.
Sorry for believing in you. Believing in you, Bogey.
You'd cover Strus. I'd get Jared Allen. Garland looks easy to cover.
Just drive into the paint. Perloff just hangs out in the corner. Splash. Three-pointer.
Did you guys see that Max Strus apparently sent a text message to the whole team? If you don't want to win, don't show up today. And he went 0-for-9 and they lost. Oopsie. Okay, David Sampson, the former president of the Marlins. Now his podcast's very good. He's going to join us next to talk about this whole Pete Rose situation. Does he think that Pete Rose will get into the Hall of Fame now that he's eligible? It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.